Chof Dalet Adar Base, Wednesday the 26th of March, Rabbi Akiva Manuel, Laces and Inflatables on Shabbos.
Morning everyone. Today's share I would like to discuss a few practical halachic shayles which come up on Shabbos. One of them being inflating inflatable mattress, another one being shoelaces which come out, if you can put them back in. But in order to have a proper understanding and an appreciation of the Shaila, we'll have to start from the Gemaras, go to Rishonim, and then to the Poskim. So, we'll start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Alef. Rav Chisda Shor Laduri Udra LeBeisadia B'Shabta. Rav Chisda said it's mutter to put back the moichin, which are the feathers, into a cushion or a pillow on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Chonam Bar Chisda Rav Chisda. He asks from a brisa, which says, Matirim Beis Hatzava B'Shabbos. You're allowed to open the Beis Hatzava, which was tied, there was a kesha done by a kovis on Shabbos. Avaloi Poischin, you can't open the Beis Hatzava L'chatchila on Shabbos for the first time. Ve'ein, and this is the important part that we need, Ve'ein noisnin es hamoichin, lo l'toich hakar, ve'lo l'toich hakeses b'yomtuf, ve'ein tzorach leima B'Shabbos. The brisa says that you cannot put moichin, you cannot put feathers, not into a car, not into a keses, on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't put feathers into a pillow or a cushion on Shabbos, which is a stira to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said you are allowed to. Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Ho b'chadati, ho b'atiki. It's not a stira. The braisa which says that it's osa is talking about chadati, new ones. We'll explain in a minute what that means. And ho b'atiki, Rav Chisda, who said it's muta, is talking about old ones. Right, so now, that the literal translation of Chadati and Atiki is new and old, but for the purpose of this Gemara, it means the first time or the second time. Which means that if these feathers haven't been in the pillow before, or the cushion before, then it's osa, that's the braisa. It's osa to put the feathers in the feathers into the pillow. If they've been in before, it's Atiki, it's old, they've been in, then you can put them back in on Shabbos. Says Rashi, these feathers were never inside, they've never been in the pillow before. It's awesome. Now, what is this issa? So Rashi tells us, the hashta ovid le mona. It's an issa of tikkun mona, which is you're now creating a pillow. Beforehand, you just had the pillowcase without and feathers on their own. Now you've put the two together, you've made a pillow. Which is issa pashtas, issa deraisa of tikkun mona. That's when it's awesome. Ba'atiki, which Rav Chisda was talking about, he said it's muta. Rashi says, "Lahachziroi lekarzeh shenoflu memenu." You can put them back into the pillow or the cushion that it fell out of. Now it's kedai to be medayek, Rashi. If we have time, we'll come back to it later. Rashi says, "Lahachziroi lekarzeh shenoflu memenu." It has to go back into the specific cushion that it was in. It doesn't help that the cushion had feathers in before. It has to be the same feathers that were in going back into the cushion. It doesn't help that the feathers were in another cushion. It has to be the same feathers going back into the same cushion. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam has a different pshat in the Gemara. He learns it's not deraisa. He brings it down in the halachos where he's talking about Isurei Drabonah. He says that Tofa is one of the obvious melachos, sewing. And he learns that the issa to put moichin into these feathers, into a cushion for the first time, is an issur drabonon of shema yitzvo. We're worried that you'll come to do a tefira. And if it's the second time, if they've been in once before, it's muta, we're not worried you're going to come to do a tefira. The halacha, the Torah brings down the halacha, he doesn't give a time, he just says that if it's the first time it's muta, it's asa, if it's the second time it's muta. The Beis Yosef on that brings down the Pirush of Rashi. Now it's like Rashi says that Issa deraisa is Issa of Tikkun Mona. In the Mechaber, also when he brings it in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say the Tam, just says first time Osa, second time Muta. And the Taz also goes with Rashi, says the Issa of Tikkun Mona. The Magen Avraham brings down Rashi and the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah, when he explains the Halacha, just brings down Rashi. That's Issa deraisa of Tikkun Mona. Now, if we would stop at this point, it would seem from the Gemara that the only thing we need to be concerned about is it the first time we're putting things together, or have they been put together before? The Gemara actually talks about a case of a cushion where you're putting the feathers in. But the same thing we'll see when we look at the Rishonim is Nagea for a shoe, if you haven't put your shoelaces in before, or for example, you have the hoods on these hoodies, you've got the string which goes through the hood. If you haven't threaded it through, you're putting it in the first time, or you're putting it in the second time. It would seem from the Gemara that that's all we need to be concerned about. But if we take a clearer look at the other Rishonim on the Sugya, it's clear that there are a few other noisim we need to be concerned about, which means even if we're putting the shoelace back into the shoe it was in, or the feathers back into the pillow that it was in, there are a few other noisim that we need to clear. There actually are four other shitters. There's four shitters in the Rishonim, but for the purpose of today's shir, we'll just deal with two. And we'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, on the Gemara there, he says like this. Oy Marie, Shim Nitku Chutei HaSarvel, if, I think sarvel is some kind of tunic, and you've got a string which goes through it. So for our purposes, just imagine the hood, and you've got the string going through the hood. So if the string snaps, im hanekev rochov, if the hole where you thread the string through is wide, v'yocholach nisam beloy tirech, and you can put the string through without it being a tircha, shori, it's muta, kiven da'atiki. It's muta because it's atiki, which means it's old, because it's been in once before. Ubilvad, but there's a tanai. Sheyitnim be'inyin zeh, shlo yiyeh lochosh shemo yitka, it has to be that there's no chashash that you're going to do a kesher. Because if it's the derech to do a kesher, then chazal asadeh, because we're worried that you will come to do a kesher. Now we're talking about a kesher, which is a kesher deraisa, so we'll talk about a kesher berosh hachut. Like you have at the end of these strings, in order to stop it from slipping out, you'll just tie a knot on the end of the string. So Tosfos is clearly saying that besides for the nos of the Gemara, which is it the first time or is it the second time you're putting it back in, you also have to be concerned about, number one, is there tircha? Is it difficult to put the string back in? And secondly, is it the derech to do a kesher? And Tosfos seems to say that these two things of tircha and chashash kesher are completely independent of each other, which means that if there's tircha, meaning that the holes are small, it's difficult to thread the string through, it's going to be osur to put the string in, even though it's been in once before, and even if it's not the derech to do a kesher. So too, even if the holes are wide, it's not difficult to get the string through, but the derech is to do a kesher, it's also going to be osur. So besides for the Gemara's nois of chatatin atiki, which is the first time and the second time, you have two other nois we have to consider, which is it difficult to get it in, and is it a derech to do a kesher? Now, if we look at our Gos Mordecha on the Gemara, he also brings in about whether the holes that you're threading through are wide or not, but says it differently. I read out his Loshen. He says, Ho b'chadati ho b'atiki, posak rashvat, d'ratzuas miktoren shenishmatu, o b'dova ki yotzim, muta lahavziron b'shavas. Any kind of string, think about the case we just spoke about, is mutter to put back on Shabbos. Chem pirush ha-goyinim. To lo shnor, because it's no different, me'aduri udri ba'atiki. It's no different to the Gemara, where you're putting the feathers back in, if they've been in once before. Kimin shehoyo kvar shom, because they were once there. Ubilvad, and he says it tonight. Shehei shom, ba'oysay inyan, shlo nitztarech lochosh shema yitka. It has to be that there's no chashash that you're going to do a tekiah, which for our purposes we'll say, which means a kshira. You're not going to do a kesher on the end of the string. Kagoin, shanekev godol, that the nekev is wide, shiochol hachzir beloy torech. It's only going to be mutter to put it in if the nekovim are wide, and you can put it in without a tircha, because otherwise there's a chashash, shemo yikshur. Now it's quite clear, he doesn't say like Tosfos that there's two independent things, you have to be worried about tircha, and you have to be worried about a kesher. He says that if there's tircha, there's a chashash, you're going to do a kesher. Now, if we're medayik what he says, it comes out that it's only also if there's tircha. Dahainu, even if it's the derech to do a kesher, but there's no tircha involved, the nekovim are white, so you can thread it through easily, it's not going to be osa. Only when there's tircha, well, chazal worried, you're going to do a kesher. As well, you can be medayik that, if there is tircha, but you never do a kesher, then Chazal didn't ask either, because the whole reason to ask a tircha was because you're going to do a kesher. Which comes out that there's two cases where there's a machlokas, Tosfos and a Gos Mordecha. Tosfos says that tircha and Kesher are two completely independent reasons to Asa. If there's Tircha, it's Asa, even if it's not the Derech to do a Kesher. If it's the Derech to do a Kesher, it's Asa, even if there's no Tircha. And Agos Modcha says that if there's Tircha, it's Asa because you're going to do a Kesher. Which means that if you never do a Kesher, even if there's Tircha, there's no reason to Asa it. And if there's no Tircha, if it's not difficult to get it in, it's also going to be Mutter, even though you normally do a Kesher.
Isn't that the other way around?
Both, you can be Medayek both.
If it's easy to get in and out, that's why you're going to make the Kesher, because the thing's going to slide out.
See, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but Chazal will worry that if you have to work hard at doing it, you're gonna get Mavulvul, and you'll just do a Kesher. Whereas if it's easy to get in, you know that you're not allowed to do a Kesher. So you know the Issa of on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. We're not worried you're going to forget and do a Kesher. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, that you may have thought that you'll do that to stop it from coming out.
That's right.
I understand,
that's
but we're talking about someone who... but we're talking about someone who knows that it's also to do a Kesher on Shabbos. So we're worried that if it's very difficult to get in, he'll be difficult, and then he'll do a Kesher. Now, this Machlokas of Tosfos and Nagos Motcha, if we look now into the postgame, into the Shulchan Aruch, we find the same Machlokas there. Right, so if we look in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, Narachayim, Simen Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis, says the Mechaba, Nishmatu Loi Ritzua Is Minav Al Sandal. If the Ritzua, the lace, comes out of your shoe, Oishu Nishmat Roif HaRegel, or the shoe came apart, they used to have shoes where it used to be made of two parts, and was together with a string. If it comes out, Muta Lahachse HaRitzua Is Min Koyman, you're allowed to put the Ritzua Is back in, but tonight that you don't do a kshira. Now this is like the Gemara, the halacha of the Gemara of putting the feathers which come out of a pillow, you're allowed to put back in. He's talking about shoelaces which come out, you're allowed to put that shoelace back in. He doesn't say any, the Machaber doesn't say anything about tircha, if it's a normal derech to do a kshira. He just says b'vachle yikshir, which is actually the shit of the Rambam, which didn't mention. But listen to this, the Hagor. The Ramah carries on and says on the Mechaber, V'dafka shiyochal lahachziroi b'loi terech. It's only the mutter to put back the shoelace if you can put it back without a tircha. Dehainu the nakovim are wide. Avlim tzorech terech lezeh. But if it's difficult to get the shoelace back in, osur. Now listen. Dechashinon shema yikshar. If there's tircha, it's osur. Dechashinon shema yikshar. Because we're worried you're going to do a kesher.
When
you put it back in.
You always tie in shoelaces.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. We'll touch on that later. The way we tie our shoelaces, you're right, isn't a problem, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to wear shoelaces on Shabbos. You're right. We're talking about a different sort of kesher. A kesher on the end of the chut to stop it from slipping out. Right. When we talk about the practical side of things, I'll come back to that. So let's just say again. The Ramah says, the Mechaber says you can put it back in, but actually, as long as you don't do a kesher. Says the Ramah, only if there's no tircha. Because if there is tircha, we're worried you're going to do a kesher. Which is the shitta of the Agos Motcha, who says that the reason why that Chazal asked you to put a shoelace back in when there's tircha, because we're worried you're going to do a kesher. Which we said, we were medayek, that means that if there is no tircha, it's going to be mutter. The Ramah says it's only also if there's tircha. And that's even if there is the derech to do a kesher. And the other diuk was, if it's not the derech to do a kesher, it's also going to be mutter even if there's tircha. So that is the shit of the Ramah. Now read out to you the Magen Avraham, and you'll understand yourselves that this is shit as Tosfos. Tzorachiyun, he asks on the Ramah, Tzorachiyun. The afilu hanekev rochov, even if it's a wide hole, tahainu there's no tircha. Osur, for mokum shiragilim nikshar. It's also in if it's the normal mahalach to do a kesher. The chashin on shema yikshar, because there is a chashash, maybe you're going to do a kesher, which is irrelevant of whether it's hard to get it in or not hard. But mokum shanekev sor, and when there is tircha, where it's difficult to get it in, Even if there's no chashash that you're going to do a kesher, it's also osa. The tzarech teirach, because the teirach are involved. And that is the shita of Tosfos and the Rosh, who clearly say that the issa of tircha and the issa of shem yikshar are completely independent of each other. He goes so far to say in the Magram that maybe it's a Tos Sofa in the Ramah, and he's cholok on the Ramah. The Taz as well also asks on the Ramah from Tosfos. It also says that these two issurim completely independent of each other, tircha and kshira. Now, I forgot to mention, what is this issa of tircha that Tosfos is talking about? It's actually a machlokas, the way the Prima Godim is mazbit, it's a machlokas, Magen Avraham and Taz. The Taz says, V'hoda nokte ha-Tosfos to be'inon shlo yei bo'tirach. That which Tosfos says, that has to be that there's no tircha, lav mishum chashash shem yitka. It's not because of a chashash that you're going to do a tkiya or a kshira. Tosfos says, if there is tircha, it's an issa of tikkun mona, which we said in the Gemara that putting back the feathers, putting feathers in for the first time was tikkun mona, Rashi said. You're making a pillow for the first time. But putting feathers back in is not tikkun mona, it's already been made. What Tosfos seems to be saying is that that's only betanai that there's no tircha. If there's tircha involved, then every time you put it back in, it's looked at as you're putting it in the first time. It loses its shaychus that it was in already, and therefore you've got tikkun mona. Could be that one of them is, it seems like from the Prima Godim, that this is a tircha of tikkun mona, which is only an issa drabonon, whereas Rashi and the Gemara is an issa deraisa. But the Taz is saying that the issa tircha that Tosfos says is an issa of tikkun mona. The notion of the Magen Avraham is that it's also the tzorech teirach. You need tircha, which Prima Godim is mazbe, is not issa of tikkun mona, it's issa of tircha for Shabbos. Right, when the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha, he also brings the Magen Avraham and the Taz a chiluk on the Ramah, and he paskins like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and therefore, before we now move on to the actual practical shailas, we just have to be clear that we always have to clear three things. Is it the first time it's going in, like the feathers going into the pillow the first time, which is chadati, which will be osa, or have they been in once before? And I'll be mutter. Besides for that, that's even if they've been in, even if the shoelace, let's say, has been in once before, it could still be osa if there's tircha, if it's difficult to get in, and also could be osa if there's a chashash that you're going to do a kesher.
Are you talking about the kesher at the end of the lace?
Yes, no, not the kesher that you do when you sew up your shoelace, which is a kesher echad, and on top of it is an aniva, is a bow. Because that's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because you don't do it for more than 24 hours. I'm talking about a kesher, you're right. That the kesher that they had there was a kesher you used to do on the end of the chut. You're right. In your shoe, you don't do it. But there could be cases, let's say, I don't know if you wear a hoodie either. But if you would wear a hoodie, then if you put the string through, you would do a kesher on the end of the string. Thank you very much. You would do a kesher on the end of the string to stop it from coming out. Right, okay. Well, I'll talk about a different case where you'll see blowing up a balloon. You'll see. Right. So, let's start with one case you've got is you can buy, you sell in the shops, these disposable hard plastic cups where there's a stem at the bottom of it. But it can't stand on its own. It's got a separate base to it. You need to connect the base to the stem in order for it to stand. Right. Right. No, it's great because you're applying what I've said. You're doing it yourself. I could really sit down. So, tell me if this is what you thought. That what it is, now we have to think over here. Is it, it's negeh chadati and atiki, is it the first time or the second time? Is there a chashash of tircha? Is there a chashash of kshira? Now, before I start, I have to be makdim that I'm talking about specifically where it's not difficult to put the two together. If it's difficult, you have to use a lot of strength to put the two together. That goes into a whole separate shayla of binyan bekelim, which is is not what we're talking about over here today. I'm talking about where you don't have to use a lot of strength to get them in.
It's not called luck of the Pakish because you can't use it without it.
So that the Issa, so it's very, one second. Now, if, so there's no tircha involved. I'm talking about where there's no tircha involved. There is no tircha involved. And you don't do a kesha there either. So we're left with just the nois of the Gemara of Chadati and Atiki. Is it the first time or is it the second time? Now, like you said, the issa of putting it together the first time is an issa of tikkun mona. That you're making now this, it's able to use. So if you bought them before Shabbos and they come separate, and you haven't put them together, and you now want to put them together on Shabbos, if you haven't put them together before, it's going to be awesome.
Even disposable.
Yes.
That's what the poskim seem to say. If it's been put together once before, it will be mutter to put it together again. Now, just I mentioned at the beginning that Rashi says with the feathers, it has to be the same feathers going into the same pillow. Now, if you've used them once before and you didn't decide to chuck them out, but they're not connected now, and you don't know which one was on which cup, it's also going to be awesome. Because you have to put back the specific stand onto the specific cup. That's how the poskim seem to paskin. If we have time later on, there are some poskim who seem to say that you don't, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah says, the Eli Rabba, there has to be the same one going back onto the same cup.
About tikkun mona drabonon or
no, that's the deraisa, that's like the Gemara of putting the feathers back into the pillow.
Even if you say in binyan bekelim.
Yes. Yeah. Even though it's roughly, so the connection is roughly. So there's no binyan bekelim, but there's a problem with tikkun mona, like the feathers going back into the pillow is roughly. Right. The second case I'd like to talk about is you've got this hachnosas orachim, someone who has people coming to stay, and they don't know before Shabbos how many people turn up. So what they do, they've got these inflatable mattresses, and when people turn up, they just inflate them. Now, can you inflate that on Shabbos? Again, you have to think three things. Is it Chadati and Atiki? Is it the first time, or has it been done before? Is there Tircha? Well, that's a machlokes. Is there Tircha? And even if there is there Kshira? So let's start with what you mentioned about Chadati and Atiki. Is it the first time, or has it been done before? So if it's been done before, if it hasn't been done before, it's the first time, that is also the Kuliyama. Everyone holds that. Also, that's like the Gemara of putting Moit in. If it's the second time, the question is, can you do it? The Gemara, you can put the moichin in, the feathers in the second time. Can you put the air in the second time?
It's different
so that is a machlokas over here, and it's also machlokas Rav Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Yitzchok. Minchas Yitzchok says, like you said, that it's different air. If it's different air, you can't do it. Like you can't put in different feathers, even though it's been blown up before, you can't blow this up again. Rav Shlomo Zalman is chaylok. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. All air is looked at as one. There's no defined by feathers. You can define it's these feathers, it's those feathers. Air is all looked at as one, and therefore you can, even if you blew it up once before, you can blow it up again. Now tircha, it's quite hard to imagine what is going to be tircha, what is not. I did see that Shmir Shabbos says that you can blow it up. He says you can even use a pump to blow it up. Now I'm not sure why that's not uvin tochol, but he said that you can blow up with a pump, so no tercha. And kshira, it just will depend on the metzias. Do you do a kesher or not? I mean, I think nowadays they just have like a stopper, plastic valves, just to stop it, so there's not going to be a problem at all. A balloon, blowing up a balloon on Shabbos. Let's go back to the kesher that you mentioned. Right, so the first time is definitely also, like putting the feathers in. Second time, if we would only focus on the Gemara of Chadati and Atiki, it would be Nagei the Machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Yitzchok. A, do you look at it as one thing, and therefore you're allowed to, or is it a separate thing, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to? But over here, there's a Kesher. It's a Kesher. It's a Kesher Beroish HaChut, which could be, even if you've got dust to open it, The kesher b'Rosh Chodesh could be an issa d'oraisa, and therefore it's also to blow up lulav on Shabbos. But even if you don't want to make a kesher, because Chazal were worried that you would make a kesher on Shabbos.
You're making something into a form.
So I saw that if it's rofui, if a chibur is rofui,
what's it going to do with it? If you blow up a mattress, if you blow up a balloon, you're giving it a form. You're making it, you're filling in a form, you're making it. That's pointless.
Yeah, okay. I'll discuss it with you afterwards. We've only got a few minutes left. I'll come to you afterwards. Right. Oh. Right, and we've only got a few minutes left, so I'll talk about shoes. Yeah, your shoelace comes out on Shabbos, or your shoelace snaps on Shabbos. Can you put the shoelace back in, or not? If the shoelace came out, and you can put the same one back in, then Al tzchadati and atiki, you're okay, because it's been in once before, you're putting the same one back in. Now, is there tircha involved? So, nowadays the nakovim have got, they're nicely rounded, it's easy to thread it through. Also, the poskim say that even if it would be difficult, mitzad the nekev, but the end of the shoelace always has the, hard plastic on the end, which makes it easy to thread it through, so there'd be no tircha. And our shoes, the kesher that we do on our shoes is mutter, and therefore you haven't got a problem of shema yikshu. Question being, what if the shoelace snaps and you can't put it back in? Or you bought your new shoes and you can't put, and you forgot to put the shoelace in before Shabbos. So that would be, putting a shoelace in now is chadati, is the first time. It would be also to put it in. Question is, are there any eitzers to help this guy out?
The shoelace is new, or just the shoe is new?
It's got to be both. The shoelace has to have been inside this specific shoe.
The shoe is an old shoe.
It doesn't matter. Even if the shoelace has been in a different shoe, even if this shoe had a shoelace, it's got to be the same shoelace into the same shoe. The question is, are there any eitzers to help him? So, the poskim say, the Magen Avraham on this halacha brings that belt into a trouser is not a shayla at all. Now, even if it's the first time. And he says, because the lo mevatel lehosam, it's not there to stay. It's not something that's there to stay. So the post can use that and extend it and say, if you can get away where, let's say this case of a shoelace, where it'd be muchach, that you're not mevatel the shoelace there, it would also be mutter.
Generally speaking, people leave a shoelace.
Yeah. Right. Now, if you can find... Right. But if you can find the case or a way of doing it, that it's muchach, that you're not going to leave it there, that'll be mutter. Now, I saw two hechtimsas, how that would be mutter. One of them being, what if you would thread it only into the top holes of the shoe? It's quite clear to you and to everyone that you're not going to leave it like that. Right. And the post can say, therefore, it's mutter. Obviously, if there's no tircha involved. But then, even though you're putting in for the first time, the shoelace hasn't been in, it would be mutter. Also, they say, if you would have a different colour shoelace, so different to the shoe that you wouldn't walk around like that, only b'shas hadchak. Let's say you have a bright pink shoelace in your shoe, you wouldn't really walk around like that normally. Then that would, that depends who you are, but then it would be mutter to put it in. Because, again, it's muchach that you're not leaving it there. Right, it is 9 o'clock. What I'd like to say is that I'm not your Rav, and therefore when it comes to the actual Lamaisa, please ask your Rav. But I just hope that it's brought out, and what the Nekudas are and the Nosim are.